die, but your body will cry. Say, what about me? I've known you all your life. You just met this Jesus guy. Why are you going to fast and starve me? You're going to die. And you won't die. You won't. But the hungrier you are, the more God you'll get. The thirstier you are, the more that well will spring up. And you know there's a lot of thirsty people around you. Give it up. All right. Let's see. Go to John 15. I'm almost done. I've just come up here and have fun. If you're not having fun, you're not sharing the right gospel. I'm serious. This is fun. Now, they're a heavy word that God's not marrying his son to a prostitute. He's not, because there's things in our life that need to go. And if you submit to him, he'll take it from you. But if you hold on to it, look, he says if you desire to save your life, you're going to what? And if you lose your life for his sake, you will. You'll find it. You'll save it. Because your life is in him. And if you lose your life for him, you know in Colossians it says that we're dead and our life is hidden in him. In Galatians it says that we're crucified. We no longer live. In Romans 6 it talks about us being dead to sin, but alive. Yeah, alive. Okay. All right. We're talking about that word sanctifying. Sanctifying means holy and set apart. So he's talking about in the vine. He's saying in John 15, I am the true vine, 15:1. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch that's in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Remember Matthew 17, when the disciples tried to cast out that demon out of the epileptic boy, and they couldn't.